AP Radio News. Good morning. I'm Ed Donahue. The tensions remain high between President Trump and Democrats in Congress. The president cut short a meeting yesterday after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi accused him earlier of taking part in a cover-up. This is Press Secretary Sarah Sanders.
The president's feelings weren't hurt. She accused him of a crime. Let that sink in. She didn't say, I don't like you. She accused him of committing a crime.
On the Senate floor, Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says this was not about hurt feelings.
The president was merely looking for any excuse, however inelegant, however transparent, to wriggle out of working with Democrats on a much-needed infrastructure bill.
The Pentagon is proposing a troop buildup in the Middle East. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
U.S. officials say the plan calls for up to 10,000 American forces to reinforce security amid potential threats from Iran, though the sources say the move is not due to any new threat. But sending more forces could raise questions on Capitol Hill, where many lawmakers wonder if the administration's escalating a situation that could lead to war. Acting Pentagon Chief Patrick Shanahan said this week it's actually about de-escalation.
Our job is to make sure that there is no miscalculation by the Iranians.
It's unclear if the White House would approve sending all or just some of the troops. Sagar Magani at the White House.
John Walker Lind, the man known as the American Taliban, was released from a prison in Indiana. He spent more than 17 years in prison after pleading guilty to providing support for the Taliban in Afghanistan. Austin Thompson is getting an up-close look at tornado damage in Jefferson City, Missouri.
My building, my room, every piece of sheetrock, every window's blown out.
Governor Mike Parson says the damage there is devastating. At least three deaths have been reported in Missouri. Sales of new homes dropped last month. Fewer homes were bought by the middle class and also by first-time buyers. This is AP Radio News. British Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt is warning Russia is targeting the national infrastructure of several countries through a global campaign of cyber warfare.
If cyber interference were to become commonplace, the danger is that authoritarian states would damage public confidence in the very fabric of democracy. We cannot afford to wait until one of our adversaries succeeds in changing the result of an election.
Hunt says Britain's National Cybersecurity Center assisted 16 NATO countries and others outside the alliance in countering hostile Russian cyber activities in the last 18 months. British Prime Minister Theresa May was hunkered down today with close allies as she considered whether to give in to relentless pressure to resign or fight on to save her Brexit plan and her premiership. House of Commons leader Andrea Leadsom resigned. She said she could not support May's EU withdrawal plan. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste. So here's a little taste of all the delicious possibilities. Juicy, hand-picked heirloom tomatoes. Seared certified Angus steak over aged cheddar mashed potatoes. Or how about fresh dough, stretched by hand for every house-made pizza? Is your mouth watering yet? From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.